You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I'm Maya Jameson. This is SBS News. In this bulletin, deadlock in Washington after President Trump meets political leaders over the government shutdown. A teenage boy charged with murder after a Church of Scientology member was killed in Sydney's Lower North Shore. And Apostolos Giannou joins an injury-hit Socceroos squad. In the United States, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says President Donald Trump threatened to keep the government closed for months or even years following a closed-door meeting with congressional leaders. The meeting at the White House tried to end a two-week-old partial government shutdown of around a quarter of the federal government. 800,000 workers remain unpaid as Donald Trump withholds his support for new funding until he secures money for his $5 billion wall that he promised to construct during his election campaign. Senator Schumer says discussions will continue.
So we told the president we needed the government open. He resisted. In fact, he said he'd keep the government closed for a very long period of time, months or even years. We discussed a bunch of issues, as the leader said, that were somewhat contentious. And we'll continue discussing, of course. But it's very hard to see how progress will be made unless they open up the government.
President Trump says the meeting was productive.
So we had a productive meeting today with Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer. I thought it was really a very, very good meeting. We're all on the same path in terms of wanting to get government open. We're going to be meeting. I've designated a group, and we're going to be meeting over the weekend, that group, to determine what we're going to do about the border.
A teenage boy has been charged with murder after a Church of Scientology member was stabbed to death at the organization's Australasian headquarters on Sydney's Lower North Shore. The 24-year-old Taiwanese national was stabbed in the neck while escorting the 16-year-old down the driveway after he was asked to leave the Chatswood premises on Friday. The boy has been refused bail and will appear at a children's court today. Acting Assistant Commissioner Mick Fitzgerald says he had a history of mental health issues.
To the members of the public who are here, this would have been a horrific type incident. It was a man who was attempting to do everything he can to avoid arrest. His actions is the actions of a person who we believe had mental health problems.
Melbourne has sweltered through its hottest day in 5 years. The city hit its forecast top of 42 degrees, while some parts of Victoria reached 46. There are currently 20 fires burning across the state. Ambulance Victoria says there have been a number of cases of children being locked in cars, putting their health and well-being at risk. Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville has urged parents to be responsible.
The message is there is really a zero tolerance approach. You just cannot do it. There is no safe way, even if it's you think it's for 2 minutes, there is no safe way of leaving a child in a car on a hot day like today.
To sport, and a range of factors are to blame for Australia's performance with the ball in India's first innings of the final test, including their physical state after long stints on the field at the MCG and SCG. The tourists dismantled the Aussies' bowling attack, staying at the crease for most of the day. Cheteshwar Pujara fell 7 short of a double century, and Rishabh Pant surpassed 150, India finally declaring at 7 for 622. 21-year-old Pant says he's always looking ahead.
As a wicketkeeper, we look forward for only one thing, to be positive, because it's not a one-ball game. You have to be on the field till you get the opposition out. So you have to be positive, because if the next down will come and you don't grab that, and you'll become more morally down, I guess. That's why you have to be positive every time.
To football, and Apostolos Giannou has joined an injury-hit Socceroos squad just days out from the start of their Asian Cup title defence. The 28-year-old replaces Martin Boyle, who has been ruled out of the tournament with a knee injury. Giannu has 6 caps for the Socceroos and scored his first goal for Australia in the 4-0 win over Kuwait in October. And now a look at today's weather. Perth sunny, 32, Adelaide partly cloudy, 25. Melbourne a shower or two, 21, Hobart partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, showers and a possible storm at 34. For Wollongong, a shower or two developing at 28. Sydney, much the same, 34. Newcastle, similar conditions, but 37. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, a few showers, 32. And finally, Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm at 32 degrees. I'm Maya Jameson with SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.